Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Inauguration speech of Joe Biden, 46th president of the United States. In the morning, Donald Trump, the 45th president, had some parting remarks. He did leave an envelope for the incoming president. So there were lots of people who were elated, dejected, depressed, and uplifted. And that's pretty much how this nation rolls. We still are the divided United States, but there are calls for unity. Will that happen in a real sense? Are we still filled with vitriol and, sadly, violence in some cases, like what we saw at the Capitol? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Let's talk about violence right here at the top. Seattle protesters opposed Biden and police and vandalized buildings and caused some other damage. Apparently, there were some problems in Portland, too, as well, with some crowds. You knew there would be some protests. There were no protests in Washington, D.C. to speak of because so much of that Capitol area was blocked off. 25,000 National Guard on hand. It was a really tight event, this inauguration. There were some people that were social distanced, but it was a couple of hundred, really, and then the dignitaries who were there behind Joe Biden and arrived, three former presidents, George W. Bush, Clinton was there, and so was Obama, and their wives, the former first ladies, and the Biden family, and there were Republicans and Democrats who were there, the Supreme Court was there, and it was the kind of event where most of the focus of the speech, as somebody who gives speeches, I will say this, it wasn't I. It was more the nation, where we're headed, what we need to stop, unity, 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 a lot of that. And there were some things that happened later in the day that included on the very first day, a day where normally you wouldn't necessarily sign anything, had the president taking a number of steps on immigration since being inaugurated. And I don't know that that was a surprise to so many people, but we're going to tell you about that. We're going to give you little snippets of the speech. We're going to tell you about Donald Trump's last hours and some of his pardons, which included Steve Bannon, one of his political strategists who helped get him elected in 2016, but was embroiled in a legal battle over fundraising for the wall which, by the way, will be halted with this new administration. So here's a little bit of Biden's inauguration moments.
My fellow Americans, in the work ahead of us, we're going to need each other. We need all our strength to persevere through this dark winter. We're entering what may be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus. We must set aside politics and finally face this pandemic as one nation. One nation. And I promise you this, as the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We will get through this together. Together. Look, folks, all my colleagues I serve with in the House and the Senate up here, we all understand the world is watching all of us today. So here's my message to those beyond our borders. America has been tested, and we've come out stronger for it. We will repair our alliances and engage with the world once again. Not to meet yesterday's challenges, but today's and tomorrow's challenges.
All right, so a lot of that was, again, about unity, calling out of some groups to end what they were doing, including, he said, white supremacists, and talking about working together and what a tumultuous moment it has been in history, getting through the dark times of COVID, where we've got over 400,000 people who have died in the United States, 1 in 13 Americans testing positive for COVID-19, the call for everyone in the federal government to wear masks and encouraging Americans to have 100 days of masking and for communities to try to help with that and encourage that. So it wasn't a, quotes, mask mandate. I think one of the biggest things is what I briefly mentioned is that there is a pause on border wall construction that brings the crews to a halt because they were working on that. Also, the Trump travel ban, that was reversed. And also DACA, the immigration orders there have changed as well. So that's a huge reversal to the policies that were part of the Trump administration. So all of that, he's promised, by the way, he signed a bill sending that up the hill, so to speak. But he's promised to end the Trump-era policies like the migrant protection protocols and some of the asylum policies. And there are some in the DHS that are a little bit nervous about what that ultimately means. But that is one of the big things that happened on day one, some of these reversals. He signed an executive order putting an end to what the administration described as the Muslim ban. That refers to what I mentioned, the travel bans placed on predominantly Muslim and African countries by the former president, 45, over national security concerns. He also signed a memorandum to protect the 2012 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which I mentioned, DACA, that shields immigrants brought to the country illegally as children from deportation. And remember, 45, Trump, was trying to end the program but was pushed back by the Supreme Court. And then the whole wall thing, there was an executive order that stopped that construction, like I said, at the southern border while they study whether they can re-divert money that has been assigned to additional wall mileage. So that's just one of the big things, I think, that comes out of the first day, aside from an inauguration speech to try to unite the country, and at one point, of course, saying that you might not have voted me, but I am the president for you. I'm here for you, even if you didn't vote for me. It's all of us together. It's about unity. It's about addressing that. It's interesting in looking to at the reaction to the inauguration speech. Chris Wallace, if you remember, who moderated one of the presidential debates and got a lot of heat for it, said Biden's speech was the best inauguration address he ever heard. What say you? Send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. More on the inauguration coming up next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
GraveSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Hey, Delaney, how you doing, everybody? Thanks to those of you joining us from other places. Somebody reached out in our mailbag to just shout out to us on a big day when you see any kind of a transfer of power, especially when we look at 2 weeks ago and the rioters and what happened to our seat of liberty. So many of them being picked up and charged by the FBI with family members and friends turning them in, people recognizing the faces of those. We'll have many of those stories for weeks to come, some of them hoping that the president would pardon them. And there were pardons, but none of them issued for anybody who was part of the riot crew, which, of course, he condemned the riots in the end. And now it's about whether or not he used those words to fire up people to do what they did on his supporters to the Capitol 2 weeks ago, and that's that decision for the Senate on impeachment, which has become a war with Republicans among each other as to destroying the Republican Party or going after 45 and making it stick, because if that happens, then, of course, Donald Trump couldn't run for office again. But the articles of impeachment have not yet even been walked over from Nancy Pelosi's office, the Speaker of the House, to the Senate, and that has to happen to start that clock and to make that happen. There's just a lot of conversation about that, even on Inauguration Day. So Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th, like I mentioned, pleading for unity. That was the overarching theme in the address to a very, very divided nation, a very divided nation on what was an abnormal inauguration. he pushed a return to normalcy, and so much of that also hinges on the pandemic, the economic havoc it's wreaked with us in the United States, and of course so many of our allies too. Here is the tail end of Joe Biden's inauguration speech.
We will be judged, you and I, by how we resolve these cascading crises of our era. We will rise to the occasion is the question. Will we master this rare and difficult hour? Will we meet our obligations and pass along a new and better world to our children? I believe we must. I'm sure you do as well. I believe we will. And when we do, we'll write the next great chapter in the history of the United States of America, the American story. A story that might sound something like a song that means a lot to me. It's called American Anthem. And there's one verse that stands out, at least for me, and it goes like this. The work and prayers of centuries have brought us to this day. What shall be our legacy? What will our children say? Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America, America, I gave my best to you. Let us add our own work and prayers to the unfolding story of our great nation. If we do this, then when our days are through, our children and our children's children will say of us, they gave their best, they did their duty, they healed a broken land. My fellow Americans, I close the day where I began with the sacred oath. Before God and all of you, I give you my word. I will always level with you. I will defend the Constitution. I'll defend our democracy. I'll defend America. And I'll give all of you, keep everything I do in your service. Thinking not of power, but of possibilities. Not of personal interest, but the public good. And together, we shall write an American story of hope, not fear. Of unity, not division. Of light, not darkness. A story of decency and dignity. Love and healing. Greatness and goodness. May this be the story that guides us. The story that inspires us. And the story that tells ages yet to come that we answered the call of history. We met the moment. Democracy and hope, truth and justice did not die in our watch but thrive. That America secured liberty at home and stood once again as a beacon to the world. That is what we owe our forebears, one another, and generation to follow. So, with purpose and resolve, we turn to those tasks of our time, sustained by faith, driven by conviction, and devoted to one another and the country we love with all our hearts. May God bless America, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, America.
Yes, absolutely. God protect our truths and our troops and everybody in this great nation. No question about that. It is a tale of two different presidents, one ushered out and one coming in. So for President Trump, he spoke to a crowd, got on Air Force One and left way before the inauguration, was scurrying around in the morning for last minute pardons that included Steve Bannon. The political strategist who helped get him elected, Lil Wayne, and scores of others, too. So a couple of rappers. Also, Fox News host Judge Jeanine pushed hard, lobbied hard to the president during his last few hours to pardon her ex-husband. And that effort to do that worked. So he was pardoned at the last minute. So how about that? He was convicted. Albert Pirro was convicted on conspiracy and tax evasion charges after improperly deducting $1.2 million of his personal expenses in business write-offs. So that was in the final hours. She of course, has been was a big supporter of President Trump's, and she had his ear, and it worked. And that's what a lot of that is about with pardons and commuting sentences. The president got some blowback from many saying that it was cronyism and pardoning pals and whatnot, but I don't think he was worried about that because he was landing in Florida to a crowd there to greet him, a smaller crowd, but a crowd nonetheless, and to find out that there is a Florida state rep who wants to name a highway after the president, a long stretch of highway that many of you may have traveled on, Highway 27. It's 500 miles, goes through central Florida until it reaches Miami. There have been attempts to name highways after him in other places. It failed in Oklahoma, for one, and in South Carolina it was up in the air, too, even with a stacked GOP deck. So what his legacy will be, what will happen with the Senate on impeachment, that all hangs in the balance. And also, while that was going on, the leader of the Proud Boys was picked up by the FBI, too, because, again, you had video and photos, things that were posted, and that's what the FBI is going off of in picking people up who 2 weeks ago were part of that crowd at the Capitol Rotunda that smashed windows and kicked in doors and went after legislators, that kind of thing. And so it's been a wild, tumultuous, for sure, couple of weeks. Even the president now has certainly referred to it that way in the last couple of times that he had taped addresses to the nation that were put out there, because he is shut down from Twitter, so his main source of communication has been cut off. In his inauguration speech, as he does sometimes when he speaks, Joe Biden referred to some lines of some famous poetry by Seamus Heaney, a guy who was a Nobel Prize winner in literature and whose nephew I interviewed on the show when I went to Ireland. He is from Ireland and has quite an incredible amount of work that is out there in not just Ireland, but in so many other places. He's a well-known poet. Another poet, I think, stole the show at the inauguration. You're going to hear her next. Her name is Amanda Gorman, and she is the Youth Poet Laureate at age 16. That's what was bestowed upon her. At 23, she nailed it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running, we rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of the Celebrating America concert, saying she's seen the determination in people across the country to keep the country growing.
I see it in the scientists who are transforming the future. I see it in the parents who are nurturing generations to come, in the innovators and the educators, in everyone everywhere who is building a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. This, too, is American aspiration. This is what President Joe Biden has called upon us to summon now. The courage to see beyond crisis, to do what is hard, to do what is good, to unite, to believe in ourselves, believe in our country, believe in what we can do together.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Challenging, but tasked with that was Amanda Gorman, and how moving was her inauguration poem. You know, on our Author's Corner, we sometimes feature poets from other parts of the world and people who have written some incredible prose. I'm a big fan of that. I think there's a real skill set. This young woman is incredibly talented. Her poem was called The Hill We Climb, and here it is.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So, while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe, now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from our bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the west. We will rise from the wind-swept northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked south. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
I love the last line, there was always light, and if only we're brave enough. So we see as we march forward, all of us march forward, and look to what 2021 will hold for us. Wednesday's inauguration is the first string of palindrome dates this year, by the way, beginning with 1-2021, ending with 1-29-21. It also marks the first inauguration day in American history that falls on a rare seven-digit palindrome date. according to the Farmer's Almanac. The next one, and why I bring it up, isn't for another 1,000 years on January 20th, 3021. A palindrome is a word, verse, sentence, or number that reads the same backward and forward. The year is filled with 22 palindrome dates, which is incredible because there are only 2 years in a century where this can happen. The year ending in 11 and 21. Isn't that fascinating? A couple of thoughts, including this that has to be said. Kamala Harris was sworn in and made history with the vice presidential oath. First time that a woman has been elected to hold that office. Also the first black woman and first Asian American to reach that kind of heights politically speaking. And swearing her in, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor read "So Help Me God," and Harris repeated that line with a big smile on her face. So her ascent into the vice presidency is absolutely historic. And watching her and her husband walk down the steps of the Capitol on one side to say goodbye to Mike Pence and the former vice president and his wife, Karen, as they go back to, or they went back to Indiana, was something to see as so many lined up. Mike Pence, the vice president under 45, Donald Trump, who is now in Florida, did get a nod from the president in his final speech where he thanked Mike Pence, because remember there had been some tension there from a couple of weeks ago and the crowd calling for his head as they went and stormed the Capitol. So he did do that. And then there was that ceremonial type thing of Mike Pence leaving with people lined up and a band, etc. So it was interesting to watch as that unfolded. And now there are questions to be answered, questions with the Republican Party and who will break with the party, stay with the party, or struggle with what could possibly happen in the Senate when it comes to impeachment. Many saying impeachment in the middle of trying to unify doesn't make sense. Others, you cannot just ignore what happened with the riot. Lindsey Graham can't regain the House, the Senate in 2022 without Trump is one of the things that he said. And I think for Donald Trump, he alluded to the fact that we'll see you again. We love you. We'll be back. I don't think he necessarily meant running again, although that was something that was heavily talked about before what happened at the Capitol. But I absolutely think that the former president won't be silenced as to what he thinks with policies, etc., even though he doesn't have that big platform of Twitter anymore that's more mainstream and reaches so many people. But there are other avenues, and I think he'll pop up in one of those other spaces, whether it is with some kind of a network or a role as somebody who comments on some of the things that are happening politically speaking. We'll see. He definitely got a warm greeting in Florida after arriving from D.C. with people out there waving American flags and chanting his name. We roll on to another woman who broke a glass ceiling of a different sort. She's a truck driver and has written a book called Natasha and the Elementals. Brenda Danielson closes us out.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In our virtual green room, Brenda Danielson, she's the author of a book called Natasha and the Elementals. Now, this is book one, so it's a series, because, of course, what happens is you get so hooked into this that you desperately want more, and we're excited to have her on the show. So thank you so much for coming on, Brenda.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the character, and I said to you off the air that I had this thing about, since I was a kid, about liking stories about vampires and hearing about vampires and being scared, and the more descriptive and the more the storytelling was good and rich, it kind of pulled me in. And your story is very much like this, but your vampire is a little bit different too. So the first question, I guess, is did you have a fascination with vampires, or what led you to write this genre of book?
Oh, definitely. I have a fascination with vampires. Anytime, no matter what, if I'm watching a movie, TV, they have a search option, it's like vampires. So I do love the whole lore. I love the whole thing. You know, the passion involved with vampires and all that kind of stuff. You know how it is. I'm a girl.
I gotcha. So you have that fascination, and then you decide, well, I'm going to write a story. And tell us about Natasha, and she's your lead character, of course, and what she does, what her life is, because she's actually a homicide detective. How is that?
Well, she let's see. she tells her mother is, I don't want to release parts of the story too much, but her mother and father are had to abandon her. So her adopted father was a police detective. And so, you know, she has followed in his footsteps. And she was a police officer, and she eventually got promoted to detective after she was turned. And she kind of got grandfathered in because they don't normally allow supernatural, but she was grandfathered in, so she was able to remain a detective while she was still a vampire.
Ah, and she isn't a normal vampire. Obviously, that part of it's not normal, etc. But there is something very different about her and this book. So tell us a little bit. You're not giving it away, but tell us a little bit about this particular story, because this is just the first book, and you're taking us in other directions too. But tell us what people can expect if they read Natasha and the Elementals.
Well, the first thing they can expect is it's not a normal vampire story. It's not your typical, a lot, you know, it's just not. I mean, the first thing that I say is if vampires and witches and werewolves and shifters and all that stuff were as powerful as they say they are, they would rule the world. So the first thing I wanted to do was humanize them. So I took their whole magical beings down a notch and made it a little more realistic where you could actually envision it happening in real life.
Ah, and so for you in creating this narrative and this character and fleshing all this out, do you draw from other people and their personalities and people that you run into in your life?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I have kind of created Natasha a little bit from a collective of some personal experiences of mine and obviously reading, you know, other vampire books, stuff like that. Like, I've kind of created the whole thing, and then I just decided one day, you know, I just need to put this on paper. I need to take that next step.
I like that. I need to take that next step. So that's a great place to take this. In taking the next step, you do this, you release the first book, you know it's going to be a series. What is that feeling like?
Well, when I published it and I got my books, I got my books in the mail and a couple people are reading my book, and the first feeling of accomplishment is when, you know, you get that first review that says, you know, the book was great. It kept them interested, and they can't wait for book two. So that's when it really, really hit me. I'm like, this is really happening. And then, of course, being invited on your show is a really big thing. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
And you should be excited, and it's so, so well written. And the fun thing is that, you know, we all have different things that we do in life, and then you escape and you come up with these stories. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
I am actually a truck driver. I drive 18-wheeler. Yeah.
Yeah, and for people who have listened to this show, you know that I say I'm the granddaughter of a trucker, and a lot of people would call in and use their air horn, and it would be so funny. We'd have so much fun talking about the road. So for you, you obviously, I think, you have time to think about these stories when you're on the road. Is that what part of what happens?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, after I listened to audiobooks so many times, it's like, you know, I would do this, and I would do this, and I would do that, and then I'm just like, again, I need to take to the next step. So I just started making notes on things that I would do with my characters, and started creating the world of my books and stuff like that, and I would use, obviously, I'm driving, so I'm not writing it down. I use voice text a lot and build it to the notes app in my phone. And then when I would stop or get home, I would start putting things together into a story.
Yeah, how fun is that? So you're there, you're thinking about it, you've got time to think about it, then you end up, you know, flushing that out and writing that. And as I said, this is a series. What do you hope people take away from Natasha and the Elementals?
What do I hope they take away?
In reading it, getting, you know, obviously you hope they enjoy the book, but do you hope they have, you know, take away something else about life or how she looks at life?
Well, there are some, there are some things that happened to her, and a couple things you can take away from the book is no matter where your foundation came from, you can always evolve into something better. You can always do something better with your life, and no matter what situation you're in and stuff like that. But I would think the main thing that I would like people to take away from this book is the availability to escape into this world and really see and feel the actual storyline.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? When you read a book and it really grabs you, that's exactly what happens. And I think for you, you wouldn't have written or become, you wouldn't become a writer and have this passion to want to do this if you in your life haven't read things that just grabbed you.
Right.
Yeah, because there's something about reading a good book, and especially now we find that certainly more than ever. And I just have one last very important question. Do you sleep with garlic around your neck, or do you do any of that?
No, because I'd be, come on, come see me. I've got some questions.
That's funny. Exactly. I'd be right there with you. I love it. So pick up the book. It's really, really, really good. Natasha and the Elementals. It's just book one. You will definitely be riveted by this. Brendan, thanks so much, and good luck with the story the rest of the way.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, what a fun personality Brenda has, and it is true. It's interesting that her character is a vampire, and as we talked about, is a homicide detective, and of all places in Washington, D.C., can you imagine? And so this is one in a series, and it is something about the whole vampire culture, I think, that pulls some of us in, and why it is. I don't know. I think there is something about, like she mentioned, shapeshifters and what your mind thinks of, you know, etc. And this book is one of those books that this is a vampire with heart, and there is something about her life and the way that she lives, again, and being a detective and being on patrol. And how did she get turned? You know, the first thing is about vampires is how do they get turned into vampires? So pick it up, because it is one of the books that I got lost in, and it's very, very, very well done. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.